After the 4-beat count off on the drums, we have an intro, and it sounds like this. My right hand is playing a G chord, and this G chord is starting on the B above middle C with the first, D above that with the second, and then G above that with the fifth. With this, the left hand is playing the G 2 below middle C, and I'm using my second finger for this. Both hands play this twice, and then both hands go down a half step. So the left hand will drop to an F sharp using the third finger. Right hand, your B goes to an A sharp, which is to its immediate left. The D goes to a C sharp, which is to its immediate left, and the G goes to an F sharp, which is to its immediate left. So right hand has A sharp, C sharp, F sharp. Left hand has F sharp. These hit twice. Then we go down another half step. So both hands move to the left, one half step, putting the right hand on A, C, and F, and the left hand on an F. We play this twice. Then we go back up to the right, to the F sharp, and the left hand, right hand, A sharp, C sharp, F sharp. We play these twice. And then we go back to where we started. Right hand, B, D, G, left hand, G. They hit together. The right hand only hits once, but the left hand will play 8 of these G's. And that is the intro. From here we go into the first verse. Let's take a look at it. After the intro, we have the first verse, which is 12 measures long. Here are the first 4 measures that are based around a C chord. The right hand is working a C6 chord here. This is the E 2 above middle C with our first, G above that with our second, A above that with our third, C above that with our fifth. The left hand is using an arpeggio, at least for the first 3 measures. What we have is the C 2 below middle C with our fifth, the E above that with our third, G above that with our first. Then we come back to the E and play it twice.